USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else. It is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
President Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida, at Mar-a-Lago for the holiday, wishing members of our military a very happy Thanksgiving.
I want to thank you all for serving. Today we thank God for the blessings of having you people be our heroes, and you really are our heroes.
So what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? I've been speaking with people enjoying the holiday at the Tavern Restaurant in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Donald Trump, he's making America great again.
I'm thankful for my children.
For my family, my beautiful family.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now as far as Donald Trump and what he's done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
An update now on the aftermath of the raging wildfires in California. USA Radio's Wendy King with details from Chico.
The rain has been pouring all day. The campfire is now no longer the biggest threat. At Enloe Hospital, there are so many evacuees that triage has become very difficult. The town of Paradise was a retirement community before it burned. My uncle worked with the school district, and he told me the schools are working to be able to accommodate all the students who have been displaced from the fire. All Butte County schools and hospitals will be impacted far into the future. It will take years for the infrastructure necessary to be put in place. NFL quarterback and Chico native Aaron Rodgers has given $1 million to create the Aaron Rodgers NorCal Fire Recovery Fund. Rodgers wrote on his Twitter feed, "All the money goes to a great organization for the immediate needs and recovery efforts for the campfire in Paradise. The death toll in Paradise now stands at 83.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
This Thanksgiving, a message from Pastor Robert Jeffress from First Baptist Dallas in Texas on being thankful. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Thanksgiving Day is a day that many folks reflect on things they are thankful for, and studies show that being thankful does lead to a happier life. Pastor Robert Jeffress was on Fox News, and he shares a tip on how to live a more thankful life.
Before you drift off to sleep every night, think of three positive things that happened to you during the day, and thank God for them. There was a famous study by McCullough that said people who dwell on positive things have a much better quality of life before they drift to sleep than those who focus on the negative things. We get to choose where we focus on the good things or the bad things. Focus on the good things and thank God for them.
The man known as the oldest surviving veteran of Pearl Harbor has died. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
Ray Chavez was 106 when he reportedly died peacefully in his sleep on Friday. His 105th birthday was in March of 2017, and that's when he worked out at a gym and told reporters he wanted to feel like he'd earned his piece of cake. He had served on a minesweeper more than 70 years ago and was at Pearl Harbor on the fateful December morning in 1941. Chavez said the best advice he ever got was to get as much education as you can and to be kind to all people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.